35 degrees and 9:30 on a Tuesday morning. I get to spend a little bit of time with Edith Francis in from Green Country Village, conveniently located there, just south of the Walmart store on, what is that, Green Country Road? Is that
Swan Drive.
Swan Drive, that's right.
Swan Drive.
I've always seen like, want to try to name it after you guys. I don't know why, just because I guess it goes to your place. Good morning, Edith. How's December shaping up at Green Country?
December is a busy month at Green Country with all of the Christmas activities going on, so it's been busy.
I'll bet it has been, because those are busy people.
yes, and I think the residents enjoy, you know, the Christmas season and seeing all the decorations, mm-hmm. and they don't have to put them up and they don't have to take them down. So I think that's a benefit for our residents that we do have all those beautiful decorations, but they don't have to fool with them.
And I know most years you've got visits from church choirs to come in and do a little bit of caroling here and there, and it makes it fun.
We have a full activity calendar this month, especially because we do have a lot of, you know, musical groups and different things coming in. We've got our annual Christmas celebrations coming up this next Friday.
Okay.
The 16th of December for independent living, and that will begin at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So if there's some people out there that would like to come in, we probably will have an apartment or two open, you know, for viewing, you know, after that event.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, they have a lot of, you know, good finger foods and music and entertainment, so it's a good time, and the residents get to invite their family and friends, so we usually have a good crowd.
You do it upright. I mean, you open the doors, you know you're expecting company, and so you say, come on in, we're ready for you.
Yes, we're expecting to have a good time at that.
Yeah.
We also are going to be doing a similar, you know, thing on December the 17th in assisted living and our memory care.
Okay.
And that'll be at the same time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll be, Saturday instead of on Friday.
It always seems to happen whenever I'm ready to open my mouth. That's when I get a tickle in my throat. So
yes.
Anyway. But we'll try to deal with that. And you deal with so many things, because you never know on open houses like this how many people are coming in. So the kitchen staff has got more cookies than they probably can ever use.
Well, David works on that, and he does a super good job on the food, and it does take some preparation, but he does prepare for that.
Well, and I think, you know, anybody who has ever been to one of these celebrations, between the decorations and the refreshments, and of course people tend to at least hang a bow on their own door or something to invite their friends into some of the apartments while they're there too.
Yes, I've seen a lot of Christmas wreaths and things going up, you know, in the apartments. And they can, you know, put a tree and things up in their apartment, sure, if they want to.
And I'm sure some of them choose not to, because you got a nice one up. But there's others that maybe are expecting grandchildren to come over and celebrate, you know, Christmas at their house.
So. Yes, down in our living room at Green Country, we have a tree that reaches all the way from the second floor up to the third floor.
Uh-huh.
So that one is a big, big tree.
Sometimes I wonder, couldn't you find a bigger tree? No, I say that with a smile on my face, because it does reach close to the ceiling.
It does, but it is beautiful. It's beautiful, you know, the way they've decorated it. It looks very nice.
It is, and you throw open the doors, and this is, like you said, it's an opportunity. If somebody wanted to take a tour, you know, they could either book one or just take an impromptu one while they're there for the party.
We do have one and two bedroom apartments that are vacant right now. Mm-hmm. So if there's somebody out there that is thinking about, making a change from their home, this would be a good time to come out and maybe, you know, look at one of those.
Okay. And they could, of course, schedule that with you and spend a little bit of time, ask some questions and whatever they want to do. What else is going on in the month of December? You've got probably a full calendar of things going on.
We do.
Are you taking them down to Aunt Pearl's tonight?
I don't know whether that's on this calendar or not. Now, if Jaylene was here, she could probably, you know, really talk about a lot of this events that are on the calendar. I know she's, you know, taking them out to you know, look at some of the Christmas lights and things on our new bus. So there's lots of things that they go to, and I think the residents appreciate having that transportation. And plus, it's fun to go out with a group.
It is. That's kind of what I was saying. I think particularly for Christmas lights, whether it's making a trip down to Walla Rock on Friday or Saturday night, or just our own Fantasyland, it's nice to go with a group, and you can kind of comment back and forth about what you're seeing and just make it a fun time.
Yes, I know they had an event, you know, this last, you know, Saturday with the Bedlam game, and those are always fun at Green Country because, you know, they always, you know, have pizza or hot dogs or, you know, have refreshments there, but it's just a, you know, fun thing, and we've got that great big screen TV in the living room.
A few residents probably trash talking the day before.
Trying to decide who was going to win that game, but I noticed that they've also, you know, they're taking a group down to the Nutcracker down at the Bartlesville Community Center on the 17th also. So there's just tons of stuff, you know, that they get to do. I think that's one of the things that, you know, our residents really enjoy is having, you know, somebody to do that with, and the entertainment and the fellowship that they have with the other residents.
Oh, sure, because, I mean, yes, they are individual apartments, but you, just like any other neighborhood, you've got your neighbor across the street, so to speak, and your next door neighbor on either side, so to speak. So it is kind of a, well, just like a neighborhood.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's just nice, you know, to have somebody to go down the dining room and, you know, have conversation with while they're eating. And so it is, it's great to have people. I think, you know, some of the people that live alone, to do right there on site.
Yeah, and you've got a, you know, you brought the calendar along, and I don't always read upside down very well, but sometimes I can tell that you've got something on nearly every day of something going on in the calendar, whether it's inside the building or a trip outside. That's
they
me.
Have writers' workshops, and they have book clubs. And then, you know, the other calendar has things that's just, you know, more for December.
And I know in the past we've talked about kind of winter move-ins, and you would think people would say, well, I think I'd rather wait for warm weather, but it doesn't seem to work that way. It seems like you've got a lot of as many winter move-ins as summertime move-ins.
Yes, and sometimes families come to visit, you know, and sometimes when they're out of state and they don't get home that often, sometimes they will, you know, see that there's been a, you know, health change in parents or grandparents. So sometimes it does pick up a little, you know, after the holidays. And we always accommodate people, you know, try to, even if it's during, you know, the holidays. I usually, you know, even on the days if I have taken some days off, a lot of times I'll call in, get my telephone messages. So don't, you know, if there's anybody out there, don't let the holidays stop you from, you know, giving us a call, because we will try to, you know, accommodate those requests and take care of the people.
I think that's great the way you, you know, you realize that you are answering the phone sometimes for people who are looking to make some changes in their life. And so it's, you know, it's important that you're available to show them around when necessary.
Yes. A lot of times it does pick up, you know, after, you know, around the holidays.
Yeah. Has Santa made a visit down to Green Country yet?
I have not actually seen Santa Claus there, but he might sneak in sometime.
Well, I know that you got a lot of fun people, and probably Santa's watching those guys just as much as he is the youngsters, so that's okay.
It is, yes.
Yeah. You have something else there, or you got a postcard?
No, these was just our, you know, invitations, you know, to those events, and I brought them just so I'd, you know, get all the information there.
Well, sure.
We are asking, you know, that they call, you know, and if they've got, you know, some guests coming in, just so that we can know how many to accommodate.
Okay. Well, if you are either just interested in finding out more about Green Country Village, maybe you have a friend, a relative, a former coworker, somebody you go to church with that lives at Green Country, and you want to be part of their Christmas celebration, then you need to be heading over there. What time is it going on?
at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
In assisted living and in independent living. And they're on two different days.
On two different days. One is the 16th and one's the 17th.
Right.
16th on the independent living, 17th on the assisted living and or memory care.
Right. We have all three areas there, so we try to plan for all three areas.
And you've always got a plan for every resident. That's wonderful. They can take advantage of it if they want to.
They can.
Edith, if somebody would like to set an appointment and just take a look at what you do at Green Country Village and whether they're looking for a immediate move in or just making some, you know, inquiries for whenever they might need it, you're there. You're just a phone call away.
Yes, and that phone number is 918-335-2086. We also, have the Green Country Village webpage, and mm-hmm. it has a lot of good information there. And if somebody, contacts us through our webpage, that automatically goes to my email. So we will, respond to those also.
Okay. So Green Country Village, they do have the celebration coming up. And December is a busy month for them. But if always room for one more. So you are invited to the celebrations coming up on the 16th and or the 17th at Green Country Village. Edith Francis, thank you so much for dropping by this morning.
Thank you.
That's our one-on-one session with Edith, and we have more on the way coming up on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
Being a foster grandparent has definitely given me a purpose in life.
I'm a bad student because of her.